What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Day Podcast, episode number 76. I wish you a happy Opportunity Day. I hope that no matter where you are right now, no matter what time of the day it is, no matter what you're doing, you are grateful that you got another day. Because any day above ground is a good day. I am actually recording this podcast in my car, and I'm going to explain why I'm doing that. But so if you hear a little bit of background noise or et cetera, that's why. But today's podcast is titled Find Pockets of Time. So that's why I'm recording it in my car right now. I'm on my way over to Fort Lauderdale to have a little mini vacation this weekend. I haven't been on vacation in almost 2 years, maybe 2.5, 3 years. I'm not 100% certain how long it's been. And I haven't really taken any time off. So I figured, you know what, let's get over to Fort Lauderdale area for the weekend. Have a nice little weekend on the beach and relaxing, enjoying myself for a couple of days. But so on the way over, I decided, hey, let's record a podcast. And what's funny is that the name of this podcast, and what's ironic, and the reason why I'm doing this is because it's titled Find Pockets of Time. And so what I'm doing is on my way over to Fort Lauderdale, I'm finding a pocket of time where I can do something productive. See, most of the time people don't use small pockets of time that they have that's used for unproductive things. Typically, they don't use that time for productive things. And if they were to take these pockets of time I'm going to talk to you about today and took those and were productive with that time, they would start to see results very quickly in so many areas of their life, especially when we're talking about your career. And so today what I'm going to go through is a few different pockets of time that if you were to capitalize on these three pockets of time every single day of your life, you will begin to see the results of this very, very quickly. And you're going to see the results because almost no one utilizes this pocket of time, these pockets of time I'm going to talk to you about today. Almost no one utilizes these pockets of time. So let's get into it. The first pocket of time that I think is the most powerful first off, it's the most unused second off, and it's the most obvious, and that's lunchtime. See, most people, 99% of people, what they do is during lunch, they go to lunch for 45 minutes to an hour, they do absolutely nothing productive, and they take that time to go eat lunch or take a mental break or whatever it might be. And, you know, my opinion is that if you need mental breaks in your life, you're probably not on your purpose. You're probably not really motivated or inspired by what you're trying to accomplish. You know, I don't typically need mental breaks. And if I do need a mental break, it's very quick. And the reason why is because I'm on my purpose. I'm on fire for the things that I want in my life. I don't need to take a mental break. I like what I do. I love what I do. I don't want to stop doing it. And so if you find yourself needing to consistently and constantly take mental breaks every single day, then you probably need to recheck what you're doing with your life. You probably need to recheck whether you really like or love either what you're doing or what you're pursuing. Does it really mean that much to you? Because if it doesn't mean that much to you, you're probably going to find that you need mental breaks. And so that's just a little side tangent, but lunchtime is the most unused pocket of time that if you can be productive, it'll make a massive difference. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of what I do in my life when it comes to lunch and how it's made an impact on me and my career. The first thing is, all right, so how long does it actually take to eat lunch? Maybe 10, 15 minutes at tops. And so during lunch, what I do is I sit at my desk almost every single day. Now, I don't do this every day, but probably at least 4 times out of 5, probably only twice a month do I actually go out for lunch and eat lunch out. If that, the 99% of the time, 90% of the time, I'm eating lunch at my desk. And while I eat lunch, I open up this website called masterclass.com. This is at least here recently. It didn't always used to be this, but I open up a website called masterclass.com that I pay $200 for. It's $200 a year. And what it is it's a website that has courses by experts in their field. And these courses span across a ton of different industries and things. It can go from anything from cooking to sales to business to basketball, golf, leadership. And so I obviously bought the course primarily for business, leadership, and sales, right? And so what I do every single day, today I got my lunch, sat down, I opened up a course that I'm taking by Gino Auriemma, the head basketball coach at UConn, won 11 national championships. He's got a course on there about leadership. And so I've been going through that course, and I watched a 15-minute video while I ate lunch, and it was about how to get and retain talent. It's exactly in line with what I am doing in my life currently, and it's directly related to it. And so I'm taking that 15 minutes, that pocket of time that most people are out goofing off, scrolling on their phone, doing random stuff. I'm taking that time, that 15-minute pocket of time that I'm eating my food, and I'm learning something new. I'm challenging my mind, challenging my thought process, challenging the way that I think, trying to improve and get better so that I can get the things that I want in my life and I can live the life that I want to live, right? See, most people at lunch, they're goofing off, they're going out, talking about whatever, doing whatever. They're on their phone, scrolling social media, right? Well, I'm sitting in my office watching a 15-minute leadership video. And then for the next 30 minutes, and I don't do this every day, I do the video every day, but today I went and I looked up strategic accounts that I'm trying to close within my industry, and I'm researching these strategic accounts, I'm researching the decision makers in these accounts, I'm researching where they went to school, trying to find their contact information. I'm actually reaching out to them, emailing them for the next 30 minutes. And so every single day for 45 minutes, I'm being productive in a pocket of time where most people are not productive. And honestly, most people have an excuse not to be productive. But hey, I get 45-minute break. I don't want breaks. Sorry, I don't need breaks. I don't want breaks. I'm passionate about what I do. I want to be successful, right? And I would encourage you to find something in your life that's what you want, or find a goal and destination. See, a lot of people say you got to love what you do. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think you have to love what you do. I think you got to love the result of what you do for sure. But you don't got to love what you do. I don't love everything that I do, but I love the result. I love it when people succeed, and I help them as a part of that. That drives me. That's why I want to be a leader. That's why I want to be in leadership positions, because I want people around me. I want the people that come into my life to feel that they're better off when they leave it, if they leave it. That's my purpose, is to encourage and uplift people, help motivate and push people to become the best versions of themselves, which is why I do this podcast. And so that pocket of time, right, that most people are taking during lunch to go and do whatever is unproductive, I'm taking to be productive. And I promise you, if you do that, you're going to start to see that time and that decision is going to compound over time. Here's the second pocket of time that most people do not utilize. And that's literally just in their car on the to and from work. What do most people do to and from work in the car? Or just in the car in general? What do? They listen to music. They don't do anything productive. And I'm going to relate this. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of things that you can do in your car on your way to work. Okay? Give you a couple of examples here. The first example, for me, I'm in sales, right? If you're in sales, you could be that 20 minutes that you're on your way to work. You could be role-playing, rehearsing, and practicing different lines, different closes, your scripts. This is actually what I did in my career. I had about a 20 to 25-minute drive on my way to work when I was in sales, and I would practice different lines. I would practice scripts. I'd practice my closing. I would practice and rehearse by myself so that when I got to work, I was taking that 10, 15, 20-minute time gap of time to try to improve and get better. It's an example of something that I did. When I did speaking back about 4 years ago, I was driving all over Ohio, speaking at high schools, colleges, sports teams, nonprofits, businesses. And there was about a 1 to 2 month span of time I'd be speaking 2 to 3, 4 times a week, and I was driving all over Ohio. Well, I would take that 2.5 hour drive, or that hour drive, or that 45 minute drive, and instead of just sitting there listening to music or doing absolutely nothing, what I would do is I would practice my presentations. I would practice them. And so instead of having a 2 hour unproductive time, I'm mastering my craft. See, well, maybe you're not in sales. Maybe you're not a speaker, right? Maybe you're that's not what you do. Maybe you're just in marketing. Well, why not find a good podcast or a good YouTube channel, and you can watch quick YouTube videos, or listen, rather, to YouTube videos, or listen to podcasts on marketing things that you want to learn that's going to help you in your job and your career and your life. Right, I just opened up an Airbnb business. I'm going to have 2 Airbnbs here soon. I've got a rental property. So whenever I'm in the car for 10, 15, 20 minutes and I have nothing else to listen to, nobody to talk to on the phone, I typically pull up a YouTube video about Airbnb. And I learn something new because I need to learn and grow, right? And so instead of just doing something unproductive, I'm doing something productive. See, car time is an opportunity for you to do something productive. I'm doing it right now as I record this podcast. Sorry for the background noise, but you know, this is just an example. I'm living the podcast that I'm teaching you right now. I'm living the podcast I'm teaching right now. I think that's pretty unique. I'm doing it right now. And in fact, before I recorded this podcast, I was actually practicing what I was going to say in this podcast. And so probably about half of this drive, this 2 hour drive, is going to be spent either recording a podcast or practicing the podcast, which is something productive and helping me achieve my dreams and the goals and the things that I want in my life. The third time of the day that is 99% of people do not use it productively but could be using it productively is right before you go to bed at night. See, I was talking with my reps recently. And I said, hey, you know, before you go to bed, you know, like the last hour before you go to bed, what are you typically doing? What does your night look like in the day of life of you? And they're like, well, you know, honestly, I'm either watching probably Netflix or, you know, Hulu or something on television, and then I fall asleep, but I'm usually watching that last hour of the night. And I would imagine that most people on this podcast, that's probably something that they do as they wind down in their night. I do this every night. I usually watch something on television. It doesn't usually last very long for me, maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour. That's what I usually do. But that's a pocket of time right there while you are watching something stupid. So maybe open up your computer, maybe read a book first off, or open up your computer, maybe answer just a couple of emails. Or maybe you can do a little bit of research. Yeah, let me go back to the story I was telling you, sidetracked ADD. That's ADD right there. Okay, definitely have it. Glad I was never diagnosed. But I said, why don't you take 15 minutes, open up your laptop every once in a while and just find a couple of accounts. Take 5, 10, 15 minutes, find a couple of accounts that you want to attack the next day. Or look in your territory and try to find trade shows that you could go and visit and get a booth at. Why don't you take that time that is typically unproductive and make it productive? See, before we go to bed, 9 times out of 10, we're just scrolling through social media. Like last night when I was watching television before I went to bed, I opened up my laptop about 10, 15 minutes. I answered a couple emails, took off a couple of things off of my list, looked at the numbers for the day, prepared a little bit for the next day, prepared an email that I send out every single morning, and prepared it, got it ready, so that it was ready to send out the next morning. It took Timmy 15 minutes to do that. So those are three opportunities right there, and there's more in your day, but let me just do the math for you, because I think it's interesting when you do the math. See, let's say your drive to work is 20 minutes a day, all right? Or 20 minutes a day, so to and from, you're about 45 minutes, let's say. You got a 45-minute lunch, okay? And you got a half an hour before you go to bed, okay? A half an hour before you go to bed. That's a total of 2 hours a day of time that was unproductive. You've now made it productive. that now becomes, if you do that 5 days a week, that is 10 hours a week. That means you just added an entire business day of work. Now, instead of working 5 business days, you're working 6 business days. When everyone else around you is working 5. And honestly, most people that are working 5 aren't even productive during those 8 hours. They're really only working 3 to 4 hours. But let's just say every human being on planet Earth is productive during those 40 hours a week. You are now working 50. All you did is take unproductive time, make it productive, and now you're getting ahead. See, what you need to do is take these pockets of time that are unproductive and think about them. Think about what parts of my day are unproductive that I can make productive. But all I do is waste time. See, so many people say like, oh, you're just such a workaholic. Yeah, probably pretty true, all right? But I also am very good at taking pockets of time and making them productive. And you know what that helps me do? It helps me be present in the things that I'm doing. It helps me be present when I'm just spending time with my friends. It helps me be present in times that I'm not working, because I know that the times I am working, I'm actually productive. See, it's not always about the length of hours you work, it's the productivity within the hours that you work. See, a lot of people are at work, but they're not actually productive at their work. Most people aren't. And so I guarantee if you take these pockets of time that are unproductive and you make them productive, that's going to begin to snowball, and there's going to be a compound effect over time where you receive the results. Look, happy opportunity, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Share this with a friend. That would be very helpful for me. I'd really appreciate it. If you find value in the podcast, to share it with a friend. Share it on your social media. I would really appreciate that. But happy opportunity day. Remember that yesterday is gone, tomorrow doesn't exist, and today is all you have. Spend 0% of your time, attention, and focus on the past because you can't change it. Spend 1% on the future because you do need to have dreams and goals that you're looking to achieve. Then spend 99% of your time, attention, and focus on the present moment and what you can do to achieve the dreams and goals that you want, that you see in your future. Have a great day, everyone. Love you.